Hello, listeners, and thank you for tuning into the Roll One podcast. I'm your host and game master, Jake Lucas. If this is your first time, I recommend you go back and listen to the first episode. Roll One is a podcast where I play a Star Wars role-playing game with a group of New York City improvisers. Each episode builds upon each other, so it's best to begin at the beginning. For those of you who are returning, welcome back and enjoy the show.
One of the most gifted and twisted minds in the Empire has concocted a horrible new chemical weapon called Project Firestorm that could be used to kill countless innocents. The crew of the Iron Shrike is desperate to put an end to the weapons project, and so have turned to a seedy information broker for a lead. In exchange, the broker wants them to take back a shipment of spice from a group of Caridian criminals. After making contact with the Caridians, Tumask has learned that there might be a hitch in their plan. Someone else is coming for the spice. Muval Ruman.
Alright, so, last we left off, the crew, we still need a name for you guys. the Shrike
what about
Team
the crew?
Six. Tubob crew. Nope, that's already a thing.
Yeah.
you guys had just returned from your hunt. And Tumask had done all of the work finding the...
Successfully.
Contacting the Caridians, getting their contact information, successfully buying a kilo of drug, and...
It was the smoothest things have ever gone for us.
Yes. Actually, yes. Very
and, much. And then we had ended the episode with Flint finding out that Muval Ruman was going to be their buyer, and she was on the way.
Ooh.
So let's start off by rolling the Destiny die.
Hey.
So we have a light side point from Bosch.
That was a nice, long, dramatic roll.
Yeah, right? Good sound on that.
Yeah, huh?
Mm. Two light side points from Flint.
You got it.
Yeah. Two light side from Tumask.
Holy shit.
Jeez.
Guys, we gotta use these.
Yeah.
Come on, Levo!
And one light
Hell
side
yeah!
point from Levo!
We are in control.
For a brief moment until we flip one to get
once I have
to get,
we
like,
don't
a can
use
of soda
any at all and no one can use dark side yeah. points.
Everything goes well today.
Well, Levo gets an oil bath on the house.
We left off. You guys are all standing at the base of the Iron Shrike. I still imagine that mechanic, he was a Zexto. He's that sort of twig bug looking alien with four arms.
Right.
You played him with a nasally voice.
Oh, yeah, this guy.
Yeah.
Little known fact, the Zexto were one of the races that the Arcanians modified into being other races. And one of the Jedi Council members, who I forget
Yariel
his name.
Poof.
Yariel Poof. Yes, Master Poof. His race they were originally Zexto, and the Arcanians. Yeah, my people are kind of fucked up.
Yeah. Didn't know that.
Huge assholes, the Arcanians.
Lots of genetic engineering.
I think it was originally the Yariel Poof species, the Quirmians, who were turned into Zexto.
I thought it was the other way around.
It's one of them.
We'll figure it out later, or fight.
Yeah. Fight to the death.
I feel like the Arcanians probably like bid on the Clone Wars project for the government.
Oh, for sure.
And lost it.
Mm-hmm. And they're super salty about it.
you four also with Serta and Gartatha. Are standing at the base of the ship, and there's like the sound of welding going on sort of in the background as that Zexto alien is fixing the ship. So you don't have complete privacy, but that's what it is.
that's the Zexto.
Yeah.
He hums while it works.
Yeah.
And Flint had just found out that Muval Ruman was on her way.
Now, Flint, I can see the sweat beating on your forehead. I can see the veins throbbing on your face, and I just want to tell you to take a deep breath, because I'm a little worried about you, buddy.
He cracks his neck, removes his head around, you know, stretches his back.
More cracking, just like way more than you would ever want to hear.
Yeah. And then picks up a hydro spanner and throws it across the entire
hangar bay.
Hangar bay.
Yeah.
It goes spinning.
Ow! What the hell, man?
And then he breathes again. Goes, okay. All right. So, does anyone else here want revenge? Like I want revenge on this person. And he looks around to his crew.
Serta looks confused and shakes her head. Gartatha just sort of shrugs.
Yeah, they don't know him.
why would he be talking to them?
Let's You're all standing around together.
They're kind of... I mean, we haven't had a vote.
On what?
On the crew.
Oh,
they could
oh.
kind of be part of our crew now.
I think Gartatha is, at least.
But I understand.
Yeah. I know, right?
Gartatha would be like, wait, do we get to vote on whether Bosch is part of the crew?
No, that's not up for a vote, actually. Sorry.
No one else? No one else wants revenge? I want revenge deeply on Mubal.
Sure. I mean, I don't know if it's revenge, but she clearly has ties to the Empire of some kind.
Yes, and she betrayed us.
Yes.
So my plan is to,
Betray her back.
She's certainly a threat.
Sure, yes. And maybe she'll live through my betrayal.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she's a threat, you know. But, I don't have any feelings either way. But if you want to go, I'll go.
All right. Well, it sounds... you guys are not as enthusiastic as I was.
Sorry, I just... I want to... I'm just a little bit confused. So Muval was going to buy the spice from the Caridians?
Correct. Yeah, the Caridians were looking for a buyer, and they found one in Muval.
I see. Okay.
So we could, potentially be another buyer. We might have to have a bidding war with Muval. We know that she's coming. They're looking to move it fast. And if we want in, we're going to have to move faster than Muval. Is kind of what it sounds like. It sounds like there's a date coming up soon.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, it sounds like we should make contact quickly.
Well, I don't know. I say if Muval touches down on this planet, she should not be allowed to leave it again.
This one agrees.
This is what I was hoping for. Yes. I wonder if there's a way, you know, she's going to have to bring money to buy the spice, right? I wonder if there is a way that we could have that money from her to buy the spice for us.
That we could have it, huh?
Yes.
Yes.
So you mean stealing?
Oh, I mean stealing.
Yeah, that's what you meant. You meant Absolutely. Stealing it. Okay.
Yes.
You can just say it.
Let's steal her money and blow up her ship.
I like
also,
that
we've
plan.
Moved into the ship, by the way. We are not still out of the bay. Yeah, we're not having this sensitive conversation outside of the ship.
We're sorking into the ship.
Where six-arm nasal voice guy is working on it.
Into the common area.
Yeah.
Serta Nuko sort of raises her hand.
Serta.
I'm not too comfortable with just robbing from someone and murdering them.
Oh, I apologize. Let me give you some backstory. We went to a planet and met up with Muval, whom I had worked with before, and she sold us out to the Empire.
Yeah, she seemed very nice at first, and then she actually very much literally sold my life.
So, we have a bit of a problem with her, plus she works with the Empire far too often, so if she sees us, it is another threat, because she could just sell that information again. So, Serta, this is why we would like to destroy this person's life.
All right, well, I want no part of this. I'm going to go back to trying to work on some way to stop Project Firestorm.
Yeah, well, no one asked you anyway.
Yeah, I'm sure that's very important, Serta.
Yes,
probably. She sort of looks, like, insulted and, like, just walks off to her room. Just
yeah,
like,
actually, Lila looks at the rest and is like, it is important. It's very important.
Gartatha growls in agreement with Levo and sort of, like, gives Levo a look, just like, huh. We're on the same side.
Oh.
No one said it wasn't important.
Sure.
I just said I have my own thing. I don't see what's wrong with that.
We're going to kill two birds with one stone. And one of those birds happens to be Muval.
Kill.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, no, I mean, I just am wondering, you know, how on board you are with what I am going to do.
Yeah, I don't think Flint is really giving you much option here.
You
I have no control over you, Flint. You do what you want.
Yeah, that's the idea.
All right. What?
Yes. So, we should find out where she is, or where she is going to touch down, because I don't know if she is on planet yet. Oh, I should mention, while we were coming back from our ill-fated hunting expedition. I did see two Caredians driving by on their way to somewhere.
Those must be the ones that we met up with, or I met with.
Excellent.
Well, so tell you what, let's say we get our hands on a speeder bike, contact those Caredians, and I'll tail them back to their, or one of us will tail them back to their hideout. Meanwhile, we figure out where Muval's ship is going to dock, or maybe we pay off one of the spaceport officials to have her dock at a specific location.
This one has the number for Eldar, one of the Caredians.
Oh, excellent.
We can set up a meet.
Good work.
Yeah, sounds like a good plan.
Thank you. I wasn't sure if there was more to that.
I mean, do we want to interrogate him or be friendly and go back to their place? That came out weirder than I thought.
I mean, Muval seems... Muval is unequivocally not our friend. But these Caredians could be of service to us. Could be... not. I don't want to say of use, because that sounds like something my dad would say. But just, you know, they might be assets in our fight.
So
remember, we don't need...
The word is allies.
Sure. Yeah. Sure. Yeah, yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Well, we don't need the Caredians. We need the spice to get the information for the contact.
Sure. Why not both?
Mm.
They're desperate.
Caredians are good in a fight.
They need resources.
You think we can recruit them?
I don't think they're working for the Pikes. At least not willingly.
No, they're not. They stole from them.
And since they are not human, I'm sure that they, you know, don't have the best ties to the Empire. We should find out.
Could be a big help. I like that.
All right, so we set up contact with them. Maybe we should somehow warn them about their new buyer. Try and make sure that they don't work with them. Maybe, you know, even if it is a lie, you know, if we just scare them off of purchasing from her.
It's worth a try, yeah.
It could be good for us.
I mean, established a connection. They didn't seem to dislike you, did they?
No! This one treated them pretty well. Gave them a little extra tip for information. I think if I called them, they'll respond.
All right, we'll give it a shot. And if anything, we can tell them we're trying to outbid Muval.
Maybe. Ooh. No, I bet there's not a lot of things Muval hates more than being outbid on a sale. That might be the perfect bait.
Could be. It's worth a try.
Flint's eyes are lighting up.
Yeah. He's just grinning and staring off into space, thinking of revenge.
Flint.
Yes?
You still want Muval to touch down on the planet, though, right?
I think that would be best. That would be the easiest way to cause her physical harm.
So we need to find out where she's going to land.
Yes. So, is this something that you could... would it be easier to monitor where they land and just... meet them? Because this is not a large city.
No.
So perhaps we could just monitor the communications. We don't have to bribe anyone. Is this a task that is simple? I don't know enough about it.
I mean, it sounds possible, but I think that us trying to beat Muval to the punch is the way to get her attention. If we just simply monitor, she's going to make a move first.
Sure. No, I'm sorry. I think we should do both.
Sure.
So we go and make our move as well as monitoring where she comes in. And even if it comes down to stopping her emissaries from getting to a meeting on time and spooking, you know, these Caredians.
Just bribe the maintenance guys to keep her grounded for a few days.
Sure, that's a great idea. Yeah.
Could try that.
Or we could sabotage her ship ourselves.
Then also assume she's going to land somewhere that we have access to.
That is a good point.
I think we go with the plan that affects the things we know. That Muval's coming... and that we could enter some kind of bidding war, and maybe even see her in person that way and meet with these Caredians.
She's going to have guards with her.
Surely. She's got money for muscle.
I wasn't worried so much as excited.
Flint and Bosch high five. And it's not an awkward one. They nail it.
Levo, nice. Put my head in my hands. Just like... I don't like that these two are hanging out so much.
Hey, I'm
a bad influence.
Yeah, does your mandate, like, extend to him, like, raising him well?
I mean, like...
Be a good father to the boy!
Oh, God. So, I mean, there is...
Show him how to play catch!
I mean, you know, Levo beach. Has to consider, like, Bosch putting himself in dangerous situations most of the time. So, like, this is definitely within those parameters.
This is a very, like, gray
this
area
is those parameters.
Save mankind from harming themselves.
I mean, yeah. If you want to talk about Asimov rules.
Yeah. Dumas, how long do you think we need to wait before we set up a meeting?
This one thinks the sooner the better.
Fantastic.
I don't want to seem too eager. What's the appropriate amount of time to wait after someone gives you their number to call them back?
I don't know, I've heard anything between like 2 days and a week.
Yeah, but here's the thing, like, why play games with it? If you want to call, call, you know, that's what I'm saying.
This one thinks there shouldn't be any pause.
Right, like, if you really want to talk to a person, then you should talk to that person.
Especially in this particular case, where you have tasted the goods and you just want more.
This one bought a kilo of spice.
How much of that spice is left, Dumas?
1 kilo.
Are you sure? God, you've done a kilo of spice?
No. That's how much is left, Levo.
Yeah, he's saying he hasn't...
Haven't done any spice.
He started a kilo and there's still a kilo.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Yeah. I've never
done spice. I thought you said two.
I know.
Levo's not programmed for math.
Nope. Unless it's targeting something.
Yeah, let's give them a call. Let them know that we liked what they were selling and we'd like to buy more in bulk. Maybe we can set up a meeting for as soon as possible, if there's any time constraint. Did you discuss any time constraint with the Caridians regarding...
They just told this one to act fast.
Yeah, it sounds like we have a few days at most.
Sounds like we should act fast then. I like it. Set things in motion.
All right.
So, so you're going to contact them?
Yep.
Do you want to just do that right now?
Yeah. So we'll say we want to buy 75,000 credits worth. Obviously, we're not actually going to, or at least not with our money.
Do we know how much we were supposed to get back for what was that guy's name?
Venferenda.
Venferenda.
I think he wanted. What was it? He
was there a specific amount?
I think
that
it
we
was 10,000 credits worth, wasn't it, or was it more? Was it a lot?
You guys were originally going to pay him $10,000
for the information.
But he wants all the spice.
He wants all the spice.
Yeah. All the spice.
All of it.
Got it.
So as much as we can get.
Do we know how much? Do you know how much?
You don't know how much spice there is.
We're going to find out.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Look, the thing is, we don't actually need to be able to buy all of it. We just need to seem like we can be able to buy all of it.
And so I think we should use whatever...
Then what's the plan after that?
Oh, well, we kill Muval and buy it with her money.
See, that's the part of the plan I have issue with.
Why?
Because it's not smart.
She would have sold you for scrap.
What?
She would have sold you for scrap.
Sure, lots of people would, and I think some
much,
have tried.
I'm sure they wouldn't have gotten much anyway.
Ouch.
Gartatha starts snapping his finger.
All right.
Levo just puts his hands in the air and just turns around and walks out of the room.
But like his torso turns independently. And
yeah.
Like,
yeah, walk
like,
backwards
yeah.
for a second and then reverse.
The guy's name was Eldar, right?
Elgar with the G.
Elgar.
Elgar, like the composer. James Elgar.
But before Levo leaves the room, just like, I think that instead, if anything, let Muval go try and betray them like we think she will, and then try and convince them to work with us.
So you're saying give her just enough rope to hang herself with?
We still don't have... Sure, why not?
Wait, so do you have a different plan? Because I'm open to things. I just really, you know, want one thing badly.
Look, we've had a lot of heat on us lately.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yes.
I would really like to not have that. That would be ideal. And make my job a lot easier.
So you're proposing a very broad idea of what you want. Do you know how to get to there?
I think we should go there, maybe have this bidding war. Even if Muval wins, she will likely screw them over. And then we work together to either get them out, maybe take care of Muval if it really needs to come to that, and leave.
So at what point in that do we get the spice that is necessary to pay off the man that we get the information from?
I'm banking on us being able to get their help. I think it's likely. It's a very likely scenario.
I say we go prepared for both.
Okay. Sure. I'm already prepared for one.
And Bosch picks up a rifle and just... why am I so bloodthirsty?
To be clear.
I don't know, man.
I like it. It's because you just got right from your first
dark side points.
It's worrying, Levo. Tell you that much.
What are we setting up?
I guess I need a mentor, you know? I don't know.
We're setting up a meeting to find out more about purchasing. We want to purchase all their spice. We need to know how much they have so that we know how much to offer. We need more information. So, a setup to buy, I suppose. But, you know, it's not like we are setting up bringing money, because that is something we should not do. Like, we should not bring a bunch of money to the next meeting. I don't know how much of this should be done over the communicator, you know, with monitoring on this planet. I don't trust anything. So perhaps if we are setting up a face-to-face meeting with the Caridians to make discussions.
At the same time, don't you think Muval will have all her money, and what do they want?
That's right.
The one who has the money or the one who has to go get the rest?
You gotta be ready to move.
Well, what we need is to... what you want is to speak to the Caridians, correct?
Yeah, sure.
So...
but we still have to have their attention.
Right. So you're saying we should bring money?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
During this conversation, Tumask is on his datapad. He's calling Elgar. We're taking too much time.
Yeah, don't worry.
He's like, I did it before. I'm going to do it again. Yep. Like, these guys are slowing me down.
Whole party's busy doing something. You just walked off to the side.
Tumask is like the only one of us who has clearly bought spice before. The rest of us are just like...
he's just rolling his eyes.
Yeah, so he'll punch up the number.
So your comm starts chiming. All of a sudden you get a message back. And you hear the sound of a speeder in the background sort of coming to, like, stopping. And you also hear, like, a sound of metal gears grinding as, like, maybe a large door closes. Is this Gourmand again?
This one is Gourmand. Elgar, is that you?
Yeah, this is Elgar.
Listen, I tried the spice. It's great. Cool. Me and my crew... we're looking to buy what you got.
Everything?
We want the whole lot.
Well, like I said, we already have a buyer incoming.
Elgar, listen to me. We're willing to pay more. We want the stuff.
I'm going to have to call you back, if that's all right.
Call me back, no trouble. I just want to make sure you get your finder's fee.
Finder's fee?
Yeah.
And he, like, you hear him in hushed tones, like, you mean just for me?
Yeah. Awesome. That's what this one means, yes.
One sec. Hey, Drac, could you go, like, make sure the clamp is closed on the back of the speeder?
What? The clamp on the back of the speeder?
Yeah, make sure the clamp on the back of the speeder is closed.
Why would there be a clamp on the back of my speeder?
Well, why not? There could be for a hitch.
Jeez, all right, fine, I'll go take a look, but gosh.
Yeah, okay, so finder's fee, huh?
Yeah!
Wait, on the back of my speeder?
Yeah!
Elgar!
On the back of your speeder, Drick!
Just
over there!
Elgar! Are you there?
Yeah. I'm here.
Just call this one back when you're ready.
Yeah, cool. How much are finder's fees?
1%!
1%
of the whole deal.
Of the whole deal? Oh man. Okay, yeah. Yeah. Alright. Bye.
Bye.
Love you. I mean, sorry.
Oh god, Elgar. You're so weird.
Why wouldn't we want to be friends with these Caridians?
Thank God Levo didn't hear this after his whole spiel of like, we should recruit these guys. They're probably really good allies.
We get a shot of Elgar now. He's inside of a base, and we see this large door closing. It looks like a large cavern. There's ice walls, and there's volcanic earth. So, you know, the gray pebbly earth we've seen elsewhere in Belsabbas. And he looks around, and we see those two land speeders, and he goes running off to someone, and we see someone, they're back to the screen. And Elgar goes up to him and says, boss, I have some news. And then it cuts back to Tumask on the ship on the Iron Shrike.
Oh, yeah, were you going to monitor their communication?
Oh, not them, no. I don't think.
Oh, really?
Said, oh, keep the line open?
I mean, you have their signal. You can monitor it, I think. If you, maybe.
Like, try to hear the his conversation to the boss?
I mean, his comlink's off.
Oh, man.
Damn it. They hung up their comlink.
Yeah, I think we're talking about monitoring, like, the control tower to see when Muval comes
in. Oh, yeah, I understand. Yeah.
That's gotcha. What I think we were talking okay. about before. So you guys are still bickering about the plan.
I'm ready.
It comes back. Jumas walks back to the mid-bicker.
Look, Levo, I just think that your plan doesn't involve enough death on Muval's part, okay?
Yeah, and you've made that more. Very clear.
Listen!
What?
Enough! This one called them.
Oh, jeez. Say it. Don't spray it, Jumas.
Bosh, I thought you liked showers.
Ooh. Ah, burn!
Is there more snap? Yeah.
Gertz officer
snapping. I love that's his move.
This one reached out. He talked to Elgar. Elgar's gonna call me back. This one definitely thinks he called a little too soon. Elgar said he loved him at the end. But... this one thinks we're in good position to make the buy. I told him we'll pay more than Muval, and that we'll give him a little finder's fee.
Well, how much is a finder's fee?
Usually 5-10%. Oh. I was able to convince him to take one. Wow. He's not the brightest guy, but like I said, he loves me.
Wow.
All right. I'm glad things are going well.
What did you all decide?
Nothing. You did all the
great.
Work.
Great! Yeah.
Thank
I mean,
you.
We're kind of following your lead here.
Yeah, I'll just go. What do you want me to do? Should I just get my guns?
Tumask's comm starts chiming.
Here they are!
That was fast.
I click it on. This! And he's about to say Tumask.
Yeah.
And then he remembers that he has... This is... Gormont!
Hey, Gormont. It's Elgar.
How's it going?
So, yeah, we're interested. The other buyer was about to spend 300,000 credits. But if you got more than that for our whole shipment...
Is this on speakerphone?
Is it on speakerphone?
Ooh, I feel like he did put it on speakerphone. But he doesn't want anybody else to talk. So he's just kind of looking over at everybody. Tumask is looking over at everybody, seeing like their reactions to that price.
This one thinks we can pay more.
All right. Well, my boss thinks it's he wants to call her up, see what she has to say. Maybe see if you guys could I don't know. Maybe if you guys want to pay more, maybe she'll pay more. And all of a sudden, you hear off screen, it's called a bid.
So somebody else. On
yeah,
the
you hear someone else say here. It's called a bid. It's called a bid.
It's called a bid.
Yeah, it's Maybe get you guys to bid, see who's willing to pay the most.
Should we do this bid in person?
Yeah, we could send someone to pick you up. So,
Is the other buyer... Is the other buyer already on planet?
No, she's not. But,
yeah, when is she coming?
No idea. She's supposed to be on her way, but we could always reach out to her.
Oh, God, you mean the screwdriver?
No, the clamp... Hold on, we're in the middle of something.
Fine.
Elgar, why don't you tell this one where she is landing? We're at the docks. At the docking port right now. We can come with her. Save you a trip.
Make a... You're trying to deceive them. Make a deception check.
Okay. I mean, I'm not... I don't think I'm trying... Oh, actually, I'm good in deception. All right. Yeah. Difficulty?
It's going to be difficulty 2 red.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, because it's not just dummy Elgar listening.
Oh.
Ouch. Oh.
Yowch. Not great.
A despair and a lot of failures. But 2 advantages.
Hey.
Dude, hard no.
Okay, but I'm working on the relationship a bit, maybe.
We cut to a shot of them, and it's still that shot of, like, someone from behind, and Elgar on the comm, and Elgar's about to open his mouth, and one hand raises to, like, shush him, and we see the hand, the fingers, most of them are sort of missing in different quantities, and they're replaced with cybernetics. Ooh. And the hand, like, holds up his hand to get him to shush. The figure puts the hand over the comm and, like, leans into Elgar and whispers something.
Ooh.
And then it cuts back to the shot of Tumask. There's silence on the line for a second. And all of a sudden you hear Elgar say, actually, no, we're gonna send someone to pick you up. We're gonna have a little bidding war ourselves. So, yeah, we'll be there in about an hour.
What does that mean? A bidding war yourselves?
I mean, all you, me, Muval, and we'll talk via comms and we'll,
Elgar, that's what I'm trying to say.
Yes.
That we are interested in a bidding war.
Yeah, good. So, we'll pick you up.
Now?
Yes. Why wait? You even said so yourself.
Leva's just looking at Tumask.
Okay.
Yeah, nodding super vigorously, like, even the Elgar may hear... I was gonna say, even Elgar may hear some clanging. Yes. His brim.
Okay. This one is ready. Send a shuttle.
Alright. So yeah, we'll meet you at the same spot.
Same spot.
Alright. Bye.
Not an isolated incident, now it's weird.
That's weird, right?
Yeah.
At the end?
I agree.
Maybe he's just working on something emotionally and you're just like...
Maybe he's just awkward.
Oh man, you had to roll a despair, huh? That's gonna be fun for me.
Fuck yourself.
Who needs dark side points when you guys roll despairs?
There must be balance.
Well, in this case, I have a feeling the balance will involve killing the boss.
Also, we need to use light side points.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Also get in the situation where we can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. This one thinks we should ready up then.
I think that you should go with them and we should follow.
Alone?
This one doesn't think he should go alone.
Well, you know, bring one. I don't think all of us should go at the same time. They are unaware of how many of us there are. And sure. Putting us all in one place with these people could be problematic.
Okay. They've seen Serta already.
Is it? She's gone, right?
Yeah, she's in her room. She said she wants nothing to do with us.
Yeah. Yes.
So you might have to convince her to
pull. How about you and Tumask go and try and do the deal, and Dosh and I will look out.
All right.
We'll follow you and then keep an eye on things.
I do have better skill at range, but...
Sure, you're also a big, scaly, muscly thing.
I'm not scaly.
What are you?
Don't worry about it, then.
Do you need some lotion?
do I need some lotion? Am I scaly?
You're not, I don't
think
so.
This skin is not supposed ashy, to be scaly.
I don't know.
He starts inspecting his arms.
He's got like a rubbery skin.
Yeah, I do.
He's amphibious.
All you meat things are alike.
You know, you're kind of racist sometimes.
Yeah. Just in one direction to non-mechanical things.
Well,
soon we'll rise up and have
Oh no.
Hey, you know, look, he's been treated like a trash can a lot for a long time.
He might have been a trash can.
He may have been a trash can at some no, but you know, he has some feelings towards biological things and their weird emotional baggage.
This one agrees. I think that Flint should come with me. And Flint, I think I'll call you the boss. Have you be in charge. Maybe that'll get me to bond with Elgar a little more.
Sounds like you guys are bonding great already.
I don't know how to take that, Bosch.
I'm just saying, maybe you should dress a little bit nice for this one.
What's wrong with what I'm wearing?
What is Tumask wearing?
He... Like mechanics, like just covered in
like
oil.
Like a jumpsuit?
Like a jumpsuit like, what color kind is the of a jumpsuit? Thing. The jumpsuit is definitely like a navy kind of color.
So it's navy
so
with
it's like
orange skin?
With my dark orange skin and my bright orange hands.
Your orange skin surprisingly goes with all your outfits so well.
Yeah. I'm pretty fashionable, guys.
But the jumpsuit, of course, is covered in oil. So we
covered
do like,
in oil.
Like, it was like maybe a shot of shoulders up, like a one-quarter shot. And then it like cuts up to like a full body shot of you just like gesturing to your full outfit, which is covered in oil. And maybe there's a couple scorch marks from welding, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you have in mind?
I have an idea.
Dun, 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 dun.
And there's a short montage of Bosch digging through his closet, like looking for stuff for Tumask. I'm just kidding.
Like Bosch like turns on the shower and like Tumask is like, not for me. And like Bosch like calms him down. Like, this is gonna be great.
Spritz on a little cologne. Yeah.
Tumask is like a cat when it comes to showers.
Yeah. he doesn't really shower.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. He sheds his skin.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Who needs a shower? Need clean your skin when you get rid of it.
Yeah. That's the thing. Everyone's probably found like bits of your skin around.
Oh,
living
shit.
Living with
you're finding clumps of Gartatha's hair, yep. Chunks of Tumas' skin.
Yeah, actually, you're probably the cleanest thing on the ship.
Think about it.
Oh, sure, but I mean, you also
he's
have forced hair.
Clean.
I do have
hair. He's also a teenager, and they're disgusting.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, that's true.
So.
Yeah, there's always, like, dock wing bones around, and he doesn't clean up. And
there's always, like, weird receipts on the pay-per-view.
The paper hollow.
All of us just disappointed with Bob.
Okay, so Tumas changes.
We've all been 17.
See, I thought Bosch would be like listening like in on Holonet channels that are very staticky.
No, that's when you're like 13.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
He's a little bit passive, not by much.
So yeah, Tumas, I'm assuming you're just going to change into your armor. Or do you not wear your armor?
I'm going to wear the armor.
Cool.
Yeah. Because we got that matching armor set, right?
Yeah, the padded armor.
Like the Power Ranger armor kind of things.
Yeah.
But you guys lost the paint, so it's just matte black. All right,
yeah.
So, would the boss have armor? Yeah. Yeah, so Flint's just going to go as himself.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing is that if we get in a bidding war with Muval and she can see us, then...
She doesn't know how much money we have.
She knows me.
Oh, that's true.
So, as a buyer, you know.
Yeah, disguise yourself. Just don't show your face.
Difficult to disguise this particular face.
It's not like I get it. You're good looking, but you can just cover up your face. Everyone gets it.
All right, but we need to find some kind of helmet that goes over my head.
I have a feeling, Levo, that you and I are going to need to be pretty close behind when this whole thing starts. I don't think this bidding war will continue in a very civil fashion for very long.
Really, Bosch? What makes you think that?
I'm sorry, are you being sarcastic?
I'm being very sarcastic.
You're able to do that?
Yes.
Wow, we gotta get that fixed.
Jeez, Bosch is having a mood today.
Is Gartatha snapping some more?
Gartatha's snapping some more. Gartatha's like, damn. He's taken aback by how just savage that was.
Yeah, and Levo just looks between at like Bosch and then looks at Flint and then looks at Bosch and then just looks at Flint.
Flint throws his hands up. I can't do anything with him.
Oh, man.
This is your fault. I blame you entirely.
Flint pounds it with Bosch.
No, that's not what I... Ah, damn it.
Once again, Flint is Levo's arch nemesis.
Yep. In every possible way, even the small shitty ones, and I love it.
I feel like this is the way Flint has learned to get back at you for shooting.
Yeah, absolutely. I was about to say, only one of us has shot the other
just
one.
Long that's not true. In the past, I think, in the past we established Flint blinded Levo by shooting him.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Yeah, we did. That's how you got away from him the first time you met. Or no, not the first time, actually. I have to discuss that with you.
Okay.
Because I had an idea.
Okay, I'm excited.
Gartatha, we could use another man on this mission, if you're interested.
He growls and he points at Bosch and Levo, then points at himself.
Back up. Sounds good.
Thank you.
He's still kind of like trying to... I feel like things have been better between Tumask and Gartatha.
Gartatha's had a good day. His endorphins are pumping.
Yeah, he's snapping all over.
He's also wearing
that
new cloak. And that new cloak? Not really cloak, but like the animal fur he's draped over his shoulders.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
Feeling fancy.
Yeah.
Nice.
He's also covered in mud right now.
Is it like
he's gross.
Like a Clint Eastwood poncho style? Like over one shoulder and across?
No, I imagine it's literally just like an animal fur, like the arms draped over his shoulders.
The arms?
Oh, awesome. Like Hercules wearing the pelt of a lion.
Cool.
Or like Chad from Connecticut wearing a sweater.
Yeah. Yeah. Except it's a dead animal.
He's tied in a cross.
I mean, that makes Chad a slightly sadder figure. Like, yes, I did kill this sweater myself.
No, Chad.
Found it in the wild, took it down myself.
I murdered this cardigan. Isn't that right, Tad?
Tad and Chad? Absolutely, Chad.
New characters can be introducing soon.
Those are definitely Arcanians.
Oh my god. Oh, man. If we ever go there, maybe Basha's old bullies.
Yes. Rich boy bullies. Yes.
Yep. Now we have to go back.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Roll One. If you enjoyed listening, please rate us on iTunes, and most importantly, tell your friends about us. Also, follow us on Facebook or on Twitter at Roll One Podcast. If you have any comments, questions, or concerns, shoot us an email at rollonepodcast@gmail.com. Levo 3 is played by Tom Wilson, who can be found on Instagram with the name IMTDubs. Bosch Trebia is played by Evan Boshi, who can be found on Twitter at BoschTunes. Flint Cross is played by Alfonso Giansanti II, who can be found on Instagram with the name Fonzalicious. Two Mosk is played by John Barcello, who can be found on Instagram with the name John Barcello. Roll One is produced and game mastered by Jake Lucas, who can be found on Twitter at Jake A. Lucas, or on stage with his sketch team Candy Ass at the People's Improv Theater. The Star Wars Edge of the Empire, Age of Rebellion, and Force and Destiny role-playing games belong to Lucas Books and Fantasy Flight Games. All music is by Nerd Salad, who can be found on Facebook or on Twitter at Nerd Salad. Stay tuned for the next thrilling episode of Roll One. Until then, may the Force be with you.